With the monsoons probably going to get over in a month or so, riding season will begin soon. And I'm sure most of you would love to get the covers off your motorcycle and head out for a long distance ride.
Oh, I sure would.
So Neil, which type of bike would you prefer for such rides? Would it be a cruiser or an adventure tourer?
Well, I'm not a big fan of cruisers and I somewhat have mixed opinions about them. But the other day, I was riding the Benelli 502C and this thought came to my mind. Was whether, do you really need a cruiser to travel long distances or would an ADV suffice and do the job just as brilliantly?
Wow, that's an interesting question. And that's exactly what me and Neil are going to discuss in this episode of our show. Hello listeners and welcome to the 14th episode of the Bike Wale podcast. So what we are going to discuss today is quite a subjective topic with varying opinions from riders. But in that case, let's try and break down which one would suit you better. So Neil, what are your thoughts on this exactly?
So now cruisers are immediately associated with comfort and, you know, the stereotypical picture of a hefty man with a long white beard and open face helmet riding down the highway, probably on a Harley fat boy. And no, I'm not talking about Santa, but you get the point.
Yeah, right. And so the riding position and overall ergonomics of a cruiser are relaxed. And that's one of their main USPs, right? Seats are plush and you have these torquey motors that can chug all day long.
But Anuj, don't you think the features you just mentioned are limited to, you know, the expensive options of cruisers, you know, like the Harley Davidson CVO, the Street Glide, or even the Indian Dark Horse for that matter? Even the Triumph Rocket 3 GD somewhat matches that description. But if you have a look at the sub 10 lakh rupee category, it is difficult to find a proper cruiser with long distance riding abilities. And most of them are focused on urban cruising and intra-city rides, and even though they don't mention it, obviously.
Although there are some exceptions, take the Meteor 350 for instance. That has proved to be quite good at long distance rides. Without the need for an aftermarket adjustments, the options are actually limited in the Indian market. And Meteor, we have been riding for a long time and it has impressed us quite a bit. But the thing with these urban cruisers is that they are a delight to ride in the city, and the comfort levels that they offer are on point when it comes to relatively short rides. So I'm not really referring to Meteor here, but in general cruisers. But when it comes to riding into the sunset, the most affordable cruisers don't feel quite the same after a few hours in the saddle. I mean, it's they get uncomfortable after a while for different reasons. And this is exactly where adventure tourers have an upper hand. They are more versatile, they can do so many more things, and they can take on much more than what cruisers are capable of handling. Talk about munching miles on the highway, treading slow in the city, and the best part, they can handle bad roads, dirt trails, slush, and whatnot.
But this is not to say that we completely discard cruisers from the equation. ADVs and cruisers both have their own strong points, you know. But we'll get to that. But let's talk cruisers first.
Okay. So I think the first highlight of cruisers is their low seat height. And this aspect of cruisers have multiple advantages. And the first one of them is mounting the bike. I mean, even shorter riders wouldn't find it very difficult to get A-stride a cruiser. I can't think of any cruiser which doesn't have an accessible low seat height. And this is one of the problems with ADVs. So in the quest of giving them more ground clearance and more ability to go off the road, manufacturers end up giving them pretty high seat height, which obviously taller riders won't find it very difficult to get on them and step their feet down. But that's what one of the problems with ADVs is, and that also means anyone can handle cruisers in the city. What other aspect do you think cruisers have better than adventure tourers?
So they obviously have their riding position, which is, you know, it's very laid back. It's like a proper cruiser. That is what defines a cruiser, right? You're sitting back, right? So you're sitting low and your hands and legs are stretched out in front of you in most cases. And you also have a cushy and spacious seat. And you know, the whole vibe of a cruiser is to feel relaxed. And
There's a
that is the thing that somewhat missing in ADVs, but that's not their purpose, but it's kind of missing when you're comparing an ADV and a cruiser.
Yeah, I mean, that's not to say that ADVs are uncomfortable. Obviously, they are meant to be comfortable. But that laid-back ergonomics has its own, you know, there's a sense of calmness and you are quite relaxed. It feels like you are riding in a leisure way. And now talking about adventure tourers, what do you think will be the biggest draw here if someone gets an adventure tourer?
It is obviously their ability to handle, you know, bad roads as well as perform equally good on, you know, proper roads. And that is because of their geometry and all of the suspension, the long travel suspension that they come with. So apart from the suspension, they also have larger wheels, they have higher ground clearance, and you also get dual purpose tires. Now the thing is, you can also fit dual purpose tires on cruisers if you'd like, but you know, the other aspects are missing, you know, of the laid back ergonomics and the low seat height. You don't get that on cruisers. And in a country like India, where you are bound to deal with pothole ridden roads, an ADV makes the most sense.
And since we are on the topic of this, I think Royal Enfield has done a pretty commendable job with the Himalayan because one of the unique points of that motorcycle is it has decent ground clearance, or you can say good amount of ground clearance, but the seat height is still accessible for most riders, which is a thing which you don't find in many adventure tourers. Take Xpulse for instance. Even with the stock seat, a shorter rider will find it difficult to abort the bike, and he will probably be tiptoeing in the city. Although the positive thing here is that it has more ground clearance than the Himalayan, but yeah, that seat height thing is there. So yeah, Neil, how you said, ADVs are so much more versatile. They can handle varying kind of terrains and roads, may it be tarmac, going through a river crossing, or handling dirt trails and whatnot. And now coming to the second point, if you live in India and you are considering something under rupees 10 lakh, there are more options of adventure tourers to choose from as compared to cruisers. And let's just to make it easier for you, we'll list down the cruisers and adventure tourers under rupees 10 lakh. And the first one would be Bajaj Avenger. Then there's Royal Enfield Meteor 350. Then the Benelli 502C, which you recently rode and you have just mentioned. And there's the Kawasaki Vulcan S and Harley-Davidson Ion 883. I mean, if this discussion would have been happening a few months ago, we would have also included the Harley-Davidson Street 750, but sadly, that was a good bike. That was a great bike, actually, for what it was meant for. But that has been discontinued in India. So, Neil, what about adventure tourers? Which are the ADVs under rupees 10 lakh?
So there are around 8 ADVs that we listed, and those include the ever popular Hero Xpulse 200. Then there's the Royal Enfield Himalayan, and KTM also offers, you know, the 250 Adventure, and it has the 390 Adventure. BMW has the G310 GS, and if you go on, step up to a higher capacity, you also have the Benelli TRK 502, the Versa 650, and the V-Strom 650 XT.
So there you go, listeners. From our counting, there are five cruisers and eight adventure tourers, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, 8 adventure tourers. So in a nutshell, you have more options to choose from. And even these 8 ADVs, each one of them have their own, you know, they are better in certain areas than the other. So if we were to compare these adventure tours also, which one of these should you buy? That will be a whole different podcast altogether. And maybe we'll cover that in future episodes. But having discussed all this, we believe adventure tourers make more sense than cruisers, especially if you live in a country like India, where you are not really going to have nice, long, wide stretches of tarmac on which you can just keep on sailing on a cruiser. Even the speed bumps are so tall in India that most of the cruiser will be scraping their underbellies on these roads. So, and the second thing, if you are specially looking something under rupees 10 lakh, then ADVs, we feel, are your best bet. Even if you can push your budget and you can plan to go for Harley Davidson or Triumph Cruisers and from other brands, the adventure tourers are still more versatile even in those segment, whichever segment we are talking about. So that's what we think. And but listeners, please note, these are completely our personal opinions, mine and Neil's. So even if you feel like we are, obviously, clearly we are a little more biased towards ADVs, this discussion is not to really discourage anyone from buying cruisers. We still believe cruisers have their own charm and feel. I can relate with this because I haven't ridden many cruisers during my stint with while being a road tester. But when I was riding the Avenger 160, although it gets uncomfortable after, say, an hour of riding, but during that 1 hour, you get a very nice feel. You have that commanding riding position. You are not in a hurry, and you feel like you are riding something really different from other street bikes you'll see around you. So yeah, they have their own charm and feel.
But then again, you also can't forget that Harley Davidson, which is the most popular and probably the largest manufacturer of cruiser motorcycles, has now stepped into the adventure touring segment with the Pan America 1260, which is also launched in India recently. And so we will leave you on that note.
And I want to mention here that I'm really excited to ride the Pan America 1260, because it will be very interesting to see a brand like Harley Davidson, who has been making cruisers for years now. It had started its journey with cruisers, and it still makes them, most of them, but then now it has stepped into adventure tourer genre. So Pan America 1260, we are really excited, and we are curious actually to know how what kind of package Harley Davidson is really offering. So this is the end of our show. Thank you for listening to us. Write into us at podcast@bikewale.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And we also have a bunch of interesting content on YouTube on our Bikewale official channel. Go check them out. Comment, share, like and subscribe to our channel. We'll see you next week.